City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, May 2nd, and we're in the studios at Dakota Media Access. And because it's a Mandan City Current, Jim Neubauer is here.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. Good to finally see spring
Spring's here. Some of us have short sleeve shirts on today, and the weather is just perfect outside. So, for this morning now, we have a little bit of wind out there, but not much. So
it's time, and like I bet you've already been over to Prairie West.
I may have been there once or twice.
You've been spotted at the golf course.
Yep.
Well, we had a really short city commission meeting last night. Could have been a record almost at 21 minutes. But there were a number of items to talk about, so we'll kind of recap a few of the highlights from last night as best we can.
As staffers, we don't normally complain about short city commission meeting, but then we did end up going till about 8:30 on a working session last night.
There you go. And our staffers feel the same way.
Right.
One of the items on the agenda last night was something we've talked about a number of times on City Current, and that is a transmission line, a water transmission line on the north side of Mandan. And last night, the commission awarded a contract for geotechnical services.
There you go. You're right. We have talked about this a lot, and it is the main transmission line, a 30-inch line that runs from our water treatment plant all the way up to the, what we always call the Sunset Avenue, the Sunset Reservoir, but it is really on Oldred Trail. Mm-hmm. And so the traveling public may not ever even know there's a reservoir because it is an underground reservoir. And we like those a little bit more than the towers because they're a little easier to maintain. But this is a 30-inch transmission line that it's been on our capital improvement plan for many, many years. Moved up on the priority list because in November of 2016 and November and December of 2017, we had some significant breaks in this line.
Yeah.
And therefore, it moved up. And
and some work has already started, some trenching, some other work, and now the geotechnical stuff will start.
Yep, the commission awarded bids last night for the geotech, which is basically let's find out what the soil conditions are along the route. The line will be installed right next to the existing line, so we have a pretty good idea on what they are, but we don't want to have us or the contractor have to bid. Well, I've got unexpected conditions, which means your bid prices will probably be greater than you want. So
it's still a necessary step that needs to be taken here. And again, some work has already started. Obviously, this next step will start going in. And a lot of work will actually start at the end of summer. And then you're looking at likely completing this project next summer.
Right. This is a two-season project. Last night, Commissioner Labor indicated, can we get it done all at one time to save some mobilization money and things like that. We will certainly look at that. But with any water line replacement, you kind of have to strategically plan when that work occurs because you've got the spring season when you start watering lawns and your usage is really high. And you've got the whole summer season. And sometimes you have the fall, probably after September, to start working with because that's when your water usage will be the lowest. And that's when we can some disruption in the line.
But it'll be nice to have this project done. And again, next summer, part of the other good news, besides getting the project completed, is the State Water Commission came forward with a grant just recently for the project.
We'd applied for a grant to the Water Commission. We have a total of about a $5.6 million project. The Water Commission and their cost share policy provides for grants up to 60%. We were successful in obtaining a grant at the, I believe, April 12th meeting of the Water Commission. So of the $5.6 million, $3.135 million will be grant money. And that leaves a local share of about $2.5 million for the citizens to pick up. And that will be adjusted through your rates that you pay on your utility bill for
And that'll be
water.
In the future as this project is completed.
Yep. We look to this to be done probably, if we get started in here the fall of 2018, work continues through 2019. We may have an adjustment on the bill either in January of 2019 or January of 2020 when the borrowing gets done and all of those things fall into place.
Be good to have it done. We all rely on those faucets to turn on when we turn them on. There's water going to come out and you don't really understand all the work and the investment from the city that this takes.
Essential services that we have to provide. Water is one of them, and we can't afford to be without. And so it is one of those things that
big project
we take very seriously. And we're grateful to the Water Commission for providing a grant opportunities for us.
And so we've talked about it about three or four times. Yep. City Current will probably talk about it again as this project moves forward this summer, and certainly throughout the year as we. Or next spring as it resurfaces again. So another item on the agenda last night was a street project for the south side area about some road improvements that are coming up.
Another part of our water system is that every year or every we try and schedule every year a water main or water line replacement program. And so that $300,000 to $400,000 of work gets done
on a cycle.
And we try and address areas in town where we've had continual breakages, or we've got really old water lines that we know need to be replaced. This time last year or late last summer, we started replacing some water lines in the southwest part of Mandan. If you're familiar with the Ferris Field, the softball diamonds, the baseball field, the old golf course. Mandan Municipal. That's where we started work in the fall of last year. And actually, there were workers there this morning when I came to work, kind of trying to finish up that project. So there's a method to the madness when we do maintenance projects. One is we want to get all the underground work done first. And that's why we started with the water lines last year. We'll continue with those this year. And next year, part of last night's action was to RFP or RFQ for qualifications for an engineering firm to come in and let's design the street maintenance project for this area of town. So you do the underground work, then you come along and do the above ground work because you really don't want to do the above ground work and then have to come in and start tearing up streets that you just put in.
Absolutely. And there's another part to the process, right? I mean, you do a street maintenance assessment or a street assessment on the conditions of the road. Periodically looking at that.
We will, several years ago, we had a study done, I think, through part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization where I call it the big expensive van, drives down the street, does measurements on what your street conditions are. In this area of town, as those people who live down there know that there hasn't been a street project down there for ever.
I'm sure they know.
And a lot of the streets in this area are graded as substandard.
Okay.
And that kind of kicks us into going, okay, we've got substandard streets. We've got water lines that are in need of replacement. So again, the process is we get an engineering firm on board at about 30% of that project being engineered. We'll come back and take a look and say, okay, where are we at? What are we looking for as far as costs?
So just to clarify, this project has not been approved. This is the first step in the process. The area is now identified, and we have a map up for our viewers on television. So you can see where that area is. Maybe, Jim, you want to describe the range here?
The boundaries would be, south of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad's BNSF Railway tracks. To the west, you're looking at, in essence, the Heart River Dyke, the old golf course. To the east, you're looking probably around where Memorial Ballpark is, where the baseball field is, and then south of that to the Heart River. And for the folks that are looking on TV and looking at the map or watching online, the red areas are unsatisfactory, and the kind of a yellowish area are roads that are deficient.
And okay.
The green areas are good. We did do Third Street several years ago. Those won't be touched. 10th Avenue Southwest won't be touched because that is a concrete that's been redone. But kind of like the interior roadways need some work.
And again, it's first step in the process.
First step in the process.
This will get us some estimates, and then it'll move into the special assessment process where citizens are notified of the cost.
Yep.
They have an opportunity to respond or protest. Correct. And then it moves forward or not.
Right. And like I said, we think, Public Works will do the best job they can. Mm-hmm. It's keeping, once we go through, replace the water line, we'll put some recycled asphalt in there. It's not the perfect, most ideal driving condition. But then we come along after that and do, do we need to rebuild the entire roadway or can we do a mill and overlay or what actually
and
is
that's
the need.
Process right now.
Correct.
They're determining that and then the citizens will be notified once those costs are put into place and the process It is what it is.
Yeah,
special assessments.
This area, again, has not been touched really with mail-in overlay or street maintenance.
For quite a while. Yeah.
Since, I think, 1986 when I first started living down there, and even well before then. So there's always a need for pothole repairing and patching, and the time now is to, all right, we need some significant work on the roadway. Yeah.
Well, it's okay. You'll let us know
forward.
As that moves forward. Not in the city commission agenda last night, but after the meeting, then there was a budget preparation meeting for 2019. And you sent me a document this morning, a PDF that talked a little bit about the process. And it's pretty deep, so it would take us quite a while to go through this. It's important information. Is this PDF on your website somewhere?
This document, if you want to download it or take a look at it, you can go to our website, and it would be under the City Commission meetings. And there is a link to the May 1st working session.
Okay, the budget and working session.
So our budget document, the start of that is out there right now. And, you know, like you said, it is a lengthy document. Finance Director Welsh and his assistant, Assistant Finance Chrissy, have worked.
There's a lot of information.
There's a lot of information there, but we think it's very important information because our budget process really started about, you know, 6 to 8 weeks ago when we asked all of our departments to put in, all right, what are you looking for the next 3 years from personnel wise to capital equipment wise to construction project wise?
Well, some of these, you know, these graphs in here, always like a good graph.
Yes.
Show some, you know, easy to read trends in building inspections, building permits, sales tax, collections, state aid distribution, highway tax distribution. So you kind of see the effect to the city of Mandan of not only just what's happening within the city, but obviously contributions from the state and how they're affecting the city.
Yep. The state's economy really is some people think that your local municipalities are kind of exempt from a statewide downturn. Mm-hmm. That's definitely not the case because as we look at even our state aid distribution, which is a function of the, you know, the state of North Dakota collects sales tax. Part of that sales tax is remitted back to the communities based on a formula, based on your population, I believe. And in turn, when the overall state's economy, if you're collecting less in sales tax statewide, then your distribution back to your local communities is going to be lower, and we've seen significant drops in that.
The other issue with the budget is that it's moved up in timeline. Mm-hmm. The legislature made a change last year that is requiring the city to be prepared, I think, a month earlier than normal.
We're looking, and actually for our 2018 budget cycle, we knew this was coming, so we backed up by our normal schedule by about a month to 6 weeks to get ready for this. And part of this is one of the legislative changes that occurred during the last session was, you know, try to boil down a really complicated matter into, you know, if the city or the park or the school or the county were going to, in essence, collect more revenue than they did the previous year, and there's more nuances to that, then a notice was going to be sent to taxpayers that had received an increase in their valuation in March of that year. And you could have gotten a notice from the city, you could have gotten one from the park district, you could have got one from the school district, and you could have gotten one from the county. Okay. And it was, you know, the discussion was, why are we sending, I might get four different letters, depending on what each of those entities did. So legislature combined those and said, all right, get your preliminary budget information to your county auditor by, I think, at August 10th. And by August 10th, then the county will take a look at that, and all taxpayers, all residents will get a notification that says, here's what each of these entities are looking at on their preliminary budget, and also when their public meeting dates are, public hearing dates are for that budget hearing. So you'll get one letter, everybody will get it, and it'll list out those dates for those public hearings.
Okay.
And that's, again, to encourage the public on if you want to attend or want to have input. We've always had a public hearing on our budget. And, you know, very few people show up.
Sure.
Which I think is we're not immune to that. I think every entity in North Dakota goes through the same thing. But this, again, one letter, here's when all the dates are. If you want to show up, show up.
It's easier for the citizens, too. I know when you get your tax statement, it does break it down, obviously, correct, for each political subdivision. But this notification gives you that advance notice. Mm-hmm. You can see it, how it all collectively is going to affect your property right. taxes, and gives you the opportunity to attend public hearing. Again, we've yep. got, you know, this document that you've shared yep. has your timeline in there as well as all that detail. So right.
you last night's message really was when the commission meets in a work session, it's more staff is putting information out into their hands for them to consider. Mm-hmm. No decisions are made. It's just a matter of, okay, here's what all, we'll call them the wish lists from all the departments are, so that, you know, our full commission is fully aware of, here's what everybody's asking for.
Yeah.
And here are the challenges that we face in the upcoming budget season. So again, puts everybody, all that information goes out there. We talk about what are we seeing as far as trends from sales tax collections, building mm-hmm. permits for the first, you know, quarter of this year. So where are we at? And granted, it's only, we're sitting here in May, we're 5 months in. Trends are hard to, it's not, we don't like to base trends on 5 months worth of data, but it does give us a little bit of an indication sure. on where we're going. And again, no decisions were made last night. We met for about 2.5 hours, and each department has a chance to say, here's what we're looking at for personnel, capital equipment, and projects.
Okay.
And we thought it went really pretty well last night, and it's at times overwhelming because there is no shortage of needs within the city. And now the commission's job will be, we will start scheduling hearings, or not hearings, but meetings with our budget and finance committee with each individual department to go over sure. those requests.
It's a lengthy process,
yep.
but necessary.
Necessary, but
steps.
You know, again, the message is that, you know, we start our budget process for not 2019. Probably in March
there's
of the previous year. So it is
a lot of
long
information here
and,
for people if they want to know more about how the budget is developed,
yep.
the steps that are taken, why decisions are made through the data that you collect. It's
it
all
does
there.
That and also gives a little idea on where's the money go
yeah.
and where does it come from.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always a challenge in explaining that. And like I said, that's why we've got, I can't remember how many pages that presentation is, but,
it's a lot.
The more people who look at it, the better informed you yeah. are and the better decisions that can be made.
Absolutely. Well, we'll watch that as it moves forward on the timeline as well. So that kind of wrapped up the major issues of last night's commission activity. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, because it was a short meeting, we looked at some other items. And there's a couple of things that are coming up in Mandan that I think people might want to know about. One of the things, and it's just been going on for a little while, is a webinar series that's
correct.
Been developed through your business development office.
Yep.
And this is about mostly about downtowns and the resurgence of downtowns. You've had a few webinars already.
We've had a few webinars, and we've had some good attendance by people who are downtown and interested, and even those that aren't in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not limited. Boy, I've got a business downtown. I can only attend. Well, you might have something in the industrial park, something out in Memorial Highway where you're interested in this. And it's open to the public to come in and, mm-hmm. and gain some information with
and that's,
all.
The next one's mm-hmm. Wednesday, May 9th at noon. It's called How to the Step-by-Step Process.
Yep.
So that'll start at noon. People can bring a brown bag lunch.
Bring your brown bag lunch. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can show up late. You can leave early. There's no one at the door going
yeah.
to, you know, take your firstborn child away if you happen to leave early. We understand everybody has a schedule. If we can get you in to take part of this, that's
yeah.
great. And again, it's more informational series that we, all of the talk about downtowns and the resurgence in downtowns and how important they are to your community. We want to make sure that we're providing some of those opportunities to learn
sure.
things for our folks.
And it's generally an hour in length.
Hour in length.
Again,
it's free. You can come in, have a chair, eat your lunch, and
it's a big room. Can kind of hang
yep.
back or sit up front, whatever you want to do.
Very informal, and like I said, we put these on as kind of a service to folks that are mm-hmm. wondering, you know, why downtown? Why are you doing some
sure.
of these things, and what are the benefits?
Well, and it's great if somebody's really interested in your core business district, and they're really, there's a lot going on down there all of a sudden, and but there's still a lot of opportunities.
Correct.
So this is great for entrepreneurs or business people in the community that are looking to expand or start something new. Another thing that kind of relates to all this mm-hmm. is a downtown walking tour and social mm-hmm. that's coming up, and that's coming up on Monday, May 14th.
Yep, we did a walking tour and social last year. Found that it was kind of like a what if. We went into with building owners' permission, they kind of said, yeah, we'll open our doors so that if you get a group of people that kind of wants to come in and look at the space, mm-hmm. and then they would take sticky notes and write what they thought it could be on the wall and put them on the wall. We'd gather those and say, here's some ideas. Because sometimes you may own a building downtown and you're just going, what should I do with it? I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ideas out there. And yeah. like I said, it's become pretty popular and folks like going, I wasn't sure what was going on in that building.
Yeah.
It looks empty. Yes, it is. Come in and see what, mm-hmm. see what's in there.
Yeah.
And provide any ideas that you may have. A chance for folks to, get out, get some exercise, walk around.
Sure.
And, learn a little bit about what's going on.
You can power walk if you want.
Yep.
It looks like from the information we got about 8 blocks that they'll cover. So it's not a huge, huge deal, but it's 4 to 5:30 is the walking tour, and they'll meet in the front of Dialectic Brewing
Correct.
Company at 4 o'clock. That's on West Main, and go from there and go through a few buildings that you wouldn't normally maybe have access to, which is kind of fun to snoop around if you can.
Yeah, Dialectic, they are still working on their project, and mm-hmm. They will be open at that point in time, and so we'll gather there. We'll go on the tour it's not like I have to be there from 4 to 5:30 and I have to be there from 5:30 to 7. It's come when you can. If you want to join the tour a block or two down, it's very informal.
Okay.
Ask questions. We'll have staff there to help answer those questions. And if there's something that we don't know, we'll do our best to get the answers for you. But again, if you're not familiar with where Dialectic Brewing Company is, it's 416 West Main Street, also formerly known as Wickham Jewelers.
Okay.
So in
that
area, right.
So 4 o'clock, they'll start there, and at 5:30, about 5:30, it'll wrap up, and you'll end at Dialectic, and then there's a social for anyone over 21, and if you want to stay, like you say, nobody's forcing you to stay, but if you want to stay and have a little discussion and mm-hmm. a little brainstorming about what you saw, opportunities, that'll happen at Dialectic, and they look to wrap up about 7:30.
Yep.
So,
and that's, and like we mentioned earlier, it is very informal.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got ideas on what you think will work, what won't work, we're just looking for input. And this is a way that we found, last year was a good success. This year we are asking, let's do it again, because that's the comments we heard. So we like to do things that people like to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them.
And both of these events, whether it's the webinar series on Wednesday, May 9th, or this walking tour on Monday, May 14th, you'd like to know who's coming. So if you can, please try and register in advance, and you can go to thecityofmandan.com to go there, and then or call at 667-3478.
Right. I'm glad you knew that number, and there it is on the screen. But
there it is.
Yeah. If you can at all, please register online, because we like to know how many people
plan
for.
Well, yeah, if you need more guides,
But again, don't let that stop you from,
absolutely.
Oh, I'm coming up on May 14th,
sure.
and I didn't register, so I can't go.
Yeah.
You know what? Show up, and we'll make accommodations, and it'll work out well.
Very cool. Really, a lot of activity going on in downtown Mandan. As well as across the country, we see downtowns coming through a resurgence. So this is just part of that.
I'd like to mention that one of the studies that was done, I think way back in 2009, was our Mandan Tomorrow Plan. And some people say, well, we did a study and it sat on the shelf and it's collecting dust. This one is not. The Economic Opportunities and Prosperity Committee are sponsoring this. The Young Professional Group is involved in this. And so again, some studies have a life. This one continues to live.
Yeah.
And these are some of the good things that are coming from the folks that are still involved in that.
Sounds good. Lots of fun things happening. Another thing that's coming up on Thursday, May 10th, if I may talk about something that we're involved with pretty intimately, and that is Mandan candidate forms for city commission members and also the park district. Thursday, May 10th at 5 I got to get my times right. At 5:30, we'll go live from City Hall for the Park District candidates. And then at 6:30, we'll go live with the City Commission candidates. It'll happen in the Mandan meeting room, where we typically are for the meetings. But it will be an opportunity for citizens to listen to the candidates that are running for these offices. Always a good opportunity. We'll definitely carry it live on our government access channels 2 and 602 in HD. And then we stream everything live as well on our website at freetv.org. And then the days leading up to the election, we'll replay this on the channels. We also store it online. So you'll be able to go to our website and watch these candidate forums anytime at your convenience.
Yep. Great opportunities for folks to learn about the candidates. Mm-hmm. And I know there's... the candidates are getting all kinds of questionnaires to answer for different publications. And like I said, we think that Dakota Media Access providing this along with the League of Women Voters, again, great opportunity to learn about the candidates and what they're looking at.
It is a good service. I'm just walking around our website here too. Mm-hmm. And if we even have candidate forms from quite a long time ago, if you really want to watch what the candidate forms that have happened historically over the last 5-6 years, oh my gosh, we're going back to 2010. There's quite a few on here too. We still store them. They're online in the servers, and we keep them here if you want to be entertained and watch this.
Yeah. Do you keep these episodes of City Current online for years and years? We might have to change that, you know.
But might City be current,
city non-current
well. Yeah,
from
yeah.
the time that those
not
come
so
up.
Current city.
Right.
Yes, actually, here in 2018, we've gone organized in Bismarck Mandan by their date, and then we did. Send, now that you've brought it up, we should mention we've been on doing these for just about 1 year.
Yep,
and I believe we're up to total number of programs. Oh my goodness, 45. 47.
Between Bismarck and Mandan.
Yeah, Bismarck and Mandan. So it's been a lot of work, but I think it's valuable. Yeah, you and Jason Tomanek, actually, you guys, Jim, you coming from the city of Mandan and Jason from Bismarck, you know, are always willing to come in and share the information. I think it's really a good service.
Well, I think even though last night's commission meeting was 21 minutes and it was a short meeting, there was a lot of good information. Things were accomplished on the city's behalf that are important to our community, and also kind of like a recap on other items that are going on. So I think we've received positive feedback from this show. So that's good.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about cleanup a little bit?
We do. We want to say thanks to all the people that came last Saturday to keep Mandan beautiful.
We, thank you to Amy Schmidt and Lori Langang, the two main organizers of this event. I think we had 179 volunteers show up.
Yikes. That's a lot.
We think it's just incredible, and we are so thankful that members of the Mandan community are willing to step up and give half a day of their community, of their time to the community to help clean up. I think the last count as of yesterday, I think there were 516 bags of garbage that were put out and picked up.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting to watch some of our internal discussion going, well, our bags were smaller this year than they were last year, but I think the point is... 516 bags of garbage were cleaned up off the roadways and ditches and interstate
516
areas.
Bags of garbage. It's not sitting in the roads and the ditches.
And it is a noticeable difference. And I will tell you that from, I think, participating in the first year and the amount of work that was done that year, it has made a difference in the community as far as what you see. And comments that we were getting this year was, hey, we might be able to take this route off the list because it's not bad. And areas that have been cleaned up in the past, they are staying clean.
Yeah, we have the Facebook page for Keep Mandan Beautiful. Some pictures on here too as well. There's some people in the fields.
Yep.
I don't know. There's some other pictures here. I didn't look at all of them. This one was significant. Is this at the beginning of the day?
That is at the beginning of the day, I believe. And so again, we have great sponsors that, you know, we had Bear's Cat Donuts prior to at 9 o'clock. You know, have some. You know, cappuccino and Collins provided coffee. We had donuts. We had water.
Oh, there's an incentive right there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then, we sent everybody out at about 9 o'clock in the morning, asked them to come back between 11:30 and 12, where We serve them, you know, brats and chips and water. And so we feed you lunch afterwards. And there's a ton of door prizes that are donated by the community. And like I said, the response has been just overwhelming and tremendous. And sometimes those of us who work for the city, kind of you get in a mode of these events really make us feel like we're doing something really good.
Yeah.
So from a standpoint of it's very uplifting to see a community member step forward and volunteer for activities like this because it's really good. And again, sponsors have been awesome with door prizes, with food, with Dakota Community Bank coming in and cooking for everyone. The time that is put in Cloverdale Brats, Dan's Supermarket, pick your favorite.
Yeah.
Everybody's contributing to this. And we think, like I said, the biggest thing is making a difference in the community. And it's really something that we're proud of. And we're glad that, a citizen brought this idea forward.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Schmidt brought it forward maybe 5-6 years ago. And it's grown ever since.
It's taken off.
So it's a really good thing.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Come together. Do a good project. I think when I look at this picture too, I can't help but say what a treasure Dykeshorn Park is to Mandan and downtown Mandan. I think there's a lot of downtown areas that would just die for this facility to be in that downtown area and always have this lovely little gathering space.
Right.
You know, it's really significant.
It's worked out, the folks who envisioned putting the band shell up many, many years ago and making this park a permanent fixture in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about all of the, what brings life to your downtown. And even last night at our city commission meeting, we had, when we do things like touch a truck that's coming up, Buggies and Blues, the 4th of July activities, Grill Fest, where Main Street is actually closed down. We need permission from the state of North Dakota Department of Transportation to do that. Last night's commission meeting, we had those dates on there. The state has been always very willing to work with us, so we're appreciative of that too.
Yeah.
When we come in and ask, we want to shut down Main Street for a day, which most communities in most cities would have a hard time doing.
And there's usually logical reasons for them having to say no, but this is, it's an incredible treasure to have this gathering space, I think, in your downtown area, and it's really well used. We were just noticing here too, your Mandan Bandshell, the Musicians
Association. Bern Cermak Bandshell, I believe it is known as now.
Have their calendar up already of entertainment happening in this park all summer long, and it looks like every night there's something, it seems like, going on in that bandshell. Great music and entertainment. So,
and there's different genres of music too. So
it's
not polka, all polka,
rock
it's
and roll,
not hard
whatever
rock.
You want.
You can usually find whatever you'd like to go. And like I said, it's a wonderful asset
to
the community.
Yeah, it's great. And we'll be watching that. And our crew, they're looking at capturing some of those performances this summer too. So you might see them out there too. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to summer just in general.
Yes. So. And based on the weather today, when I drive over it, it is pretty darn nice
looking
outside.
Good. So. Got a tea time.
Very
Got
good.
Your tea times all locked up, Jib. Right?
Not today.
Not
so
today.
How's that?
Working today. All right. Sounds good. Well, we are out of time. Even though it was 21 minute meeting, we still always have a lot to talk about. So thanks for coming in, Jim.
And thanks for having us, Mary. We certainly appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.